to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
What's happening? This is Steve Brown from Trickster, and you are listening to the Ragman Show. Get your metal horns up.
Guys, you're on live with Ragman with a friend. I can call this guy a friend. I've interviewed him a couple times. I hung out with him in a hotel room, which we're not going to talk about. Crazy things happen after shows sometimes, but anyway, I'm talking to Steve Brown. The guy's just an amazing guitar player, a fucking phenomenal person as well, and a good singer, man. So Steve, welcome back on the Ragman Show. Good to talk to you again, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me back, and thanks for always for the support, and thanks for hanging out in crazy hotel room situations with us.
That's rock a night I will roll, never forget.
Rock and roll lunacy is alive and well sometimes, so it's good, and you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly. But anyway, man, we're talking. Trickster is coming, and they're coming to Texas to invade Houston and Dallas. So Friday, September 29th at Warehouse Live, then Saturday, Dallas at the Granada Theater. I can't even say that, but
Granada,
you guys are
theater. Yeah, man. Trickster Acoustic making our Texas debut after PJ and I started the Trickster Acoustic thing about 2 years ago. So it's really special because Texas is always such a, you know, a warm spot in our hearts to be there. We love Texas. We have a lot of friends there like yourself. And we can't wait to bring the show with you and with our good friend Mike Tramp from White Lion. And I believe in Houston we got Pete Evick and Chad from Faster Pussycat. Their acoustic band's actually opening for us. So it's going to be a rock and roll acoustic party, man. We're really looking forward to it.
What, is Mike plugged in or is he acoustic as well?
I think, you know, I think Mike's actually doing his full band rock show. So, yeah, I mean, and even, you know, honestly, the Trickster Acoustic thing, you know, I don't want to give people the wrong idea. It's still a rock show. I'm semi-acoustic the way I play. You know, I'm still doing some ripping guitar solos, and there's about 50% distortion. So, it's sort of semi-acoustic, as I like to tell people. And PJ likes to say, it's not your grandma's acoustic show.
There you go. Awesome. So I guess so it's Trickster, so you're not going to play anything that you guys do kind of on your own solo wise, right?
Well, we are. PJ plays one of his solo songs.
Without a sound, 'cause I have seen
We've been, for the last year or so, we've been doing, I did a couple years ago, I did a Kiss cover, the song A Million to One, Vinnie Vincent, Paul Stanley song. I did it for an old Kiss tribute record back in the day. Story behind it, well, you know, I did this thing in tribute to my good friend CC Banana, who passed away about 10 years ago, and he was like a kind of a Jersey legend. He used to wear a banana suit, and he talked like CC DeVille, hence the name CC Banana. So, Steve, could you please do this version of A Million to One for my tribute, for my Vinnie Vincent tribute record? So I did it, and lo and behold, Eddie Trunk played it on his Friday Night Rock show years ago, and he loved it. You know, he went on record saying it was one of his favorite Kiss covers ever. So the song has taken on sort of a life of its own. So we do A Million to One in the set, and, you know, we do some of the Undercover songs, and we kind of do whatever feels good at the moment. But, you know, we're doing all the Trickster hits, One in a Million, Give It to Me Good and Surrender, and some other surprises. So it's been a lot of fun doing this Trickster acoustic tour, and 2023, this year, I mean, by year's end, we're going to wind up doing close to 40 shows. So wow. The response to the fans around the country has been overwhelming. Everybody really loves the show because you're getting to see us. First off, you're getting to see three guys, PJ and myself, along with our good friend Ben Hands, who's playing drums and percussion. You're getting to see a live performance. There are no backing tracks. The vocals are 100% real. There's no lip syncing going on. It's real, honest live performance. So that's something I think a breath of fresh air in this age of you know, track acts and lip syncing. It's refreshing to hear, and we're at the top of our game. So we're really proud of the fact that we're up there playing the Trickster songs in their original keys. There's no tuning down, and the fans love it, along with the stories that we tell. So it's like a storytellers meets you know, Unplugged show, if you will. But we are definitely plugged in.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited to take the Trickster Acoustic thing all around the world. I think, you know, hopefully next year, like I told you before, in November, we're going to Guam. We're going to be doing two shows in Guam, which we can't wait for. You know, we love going to exotic locations, but we love going anywhere. So I think in 2024, you might see us go to Asia, you know, where we might go to Japan, hopefully Australia. There's interest all around the world, and PJ and I are always game to take our music to the fans wherever they are.
Well, I think that's awesome, Steve, and I'm glad that you guys are doing that. And, you know, I think the first time I had seen you guys in a long time, we talked about this, the Fort Worth show when you guys were playing with Eric.
Yes.
And that was awesome. I was like, man, this is so cool to see. And then, you know, now that you're coming to Houston, and I'm like, holy shit, man, I got to go see these guys. I want to reach out and definitely want to, you know, come check you out. And it's going to be great to see you, my friend.
Yeah, can't wait. We're looking forward. It's great. You know, coincidentally, you know, what's funny, I guess funny and not funny about Houston was that Houston was the last city that the all-original Trickster ever played with Pete and the drummer back in January of 2017. So we're making our triumphant return in a new sort of way. But, you know, again, I can't wait for all the fans to come out and see us. Like, you know, Mike Tramp's band. Mike has been a friend for 30-plus years. PJ and I used to go see White Lion. We used to sneak backstage when they used to play L'Amour in Brooklyn. We used to go back there when we were like, for PJ was 14 years old, I was 16, and we would go, I would always be talking to Vito, and he'd be like, Steve, if you haven't got any Marshalls you want to sell, just bring them by. I'm like, well, Vito, I only have one Marshall at the moment. But, you know, again, my, you know, White Lion was definitely a big influence back in the day on Trickster, so it's always great to see our friend. I'm happy that Mike's out there playing with a, you know, real rock and roll band too.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's such a shame that Vito, what a talent, and he's not playing anymore, at least not playing out, but guitar player.
I was telling somebody yesterday, bro, I hope that, you know, it's not too late. You know, you look at, you know, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards at 80 years old, they're still making great records and they're still kicking ass on stage. So for Vito, you know, look, man, the guy's probably, you know, mid 60s, early 60s. He's still got plenty of time. So hopefully he's able to get his chops back up. And hopefully at some point before the end of his road, we get to see him play live a little bit.
That would be awesome. Well, let me ask you a quick question, and I don't want to bash anybody. I was a big fan of Vinnie Vincent, and you're talking about a guy that hadn't played in a long time, and you covered A Million to One, which that was a great song. I'll flick it up. Do you think a guy cannot play for so long that they lose their chops? Because I saw some of the stuff that Benny was doing when he was trying to make his comeback, and I was really devastated. I was like, oh my God, dude. Because I saw that guy just tear the roof off a few places when he was with the Invasion. And I was like, oh my God. And I saw him on Lick It Up, where he extended his solo, and Paul Stanley tried to come out a few times and was getting fucking pissed off because Vinny would not stop wailing. In my eyes, as a, you know, 16, 17-year-old kid, was like freaking the fuck out. I was like, I love Ace Frehley, but this guy, oh my God, this guy is just going to town on that guitar. But you know, fast forward 30 years or whatever it is, it seems like, man, he had a real tough time playing.
Yeah, I mean, look, all of us, when you playing music and being a performer, being a guitar player, being a singer, those are all muscles, and you have to constantly use them. I mean, PJ and I are perfect examples of guys. We never stop playing music. We're always playing gigs. We're always working in the studio, staying at the top of our game and staying sharp. Now, when you don't go on tour, when you don't play live, when you don't practice hours a day, you are going to lose ability. And that happens to a lot of artists as they get older. They get lazy and they don't want to do it anymore. And it's not not easy, man. You can't, you know, when you're, let's say, a guitar shredder, I play guitar every day for hours a day to practice, to keep my chops up. And the older you get, the more you have to practice, the more you have to work, because your body doesn't work the same. It's proven, you know, that your body slows down. So to keep up that level, you have to stay with it. Look, Vinny is an interesting character. We did an event with him last year, Creatures Fest, down in Nashville, and he was so cool. We got to spend time with him. He's such a nice guy, but, you know, it's obvious when you watch the videos, he's lost a lot. But, you know, with practice, you can get it back. And there were moments where I was backstage watching him play before he went out. He had a Marshall on 20, and he was riffing. And there were moments where I looked at PJ and said, man, that's really good. He still has his vibrato. He can still do some licks, but, you know, definitely not what he was doing in 1983 or 84.
Yeah.
And, you know, and definitely not the super fast shit that he was doing with the Vinnie Vincent Invasion with Mark Slaughter and Dana Strum. So, you know, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. And look, man, that's one of the things that I take so serious, is that my health, my well-being, and being able to deliver a top flight show. Look, I said it before, man, I'm 53 years old. I got a 28 inch waist. That's not by accident. I work my ass off to look as good as I possibly can, and more importantly, to play and sing as good as I possibly can, because I believe the fans deserve nothing but the best.
Dude, you do deliver. I've seen you a few times, so I know for sure. You know, the obvious question a lot of people are going to ask with you and PJ doing this and having so much success is a couple things. One, you know, is there thought that you get the original band back together, or do you and PJ say, hey, we're going to do a new form of Trickster and maybe record some new tunes together? Is that a thought, or is it let's celebrate the Trickster music and then we'll do our other stuff on the side?
Well, I mean, right now the focus is the Trickster acoustic thing. We are having so much fun with that. We are in the process of working on an album for it, which is probably going to be like 7 or 8 of the, you know, the classic songs and some deep cuts re-recorded in this Trickster acoustic, like I said, semi-acoustic thing that we do, with probably 3 or 4 new songs and maybe a cover tune. We're really excited about that. The all original band, look, man, we're cool with Pete. Love Pete. He's my bro. PJ and I talk to him all the time. He's just not into it. You know, again, some people are lifers in this business and some people aren't. PJ and I never, ever stopped playing music. You know, back in 1994, when we put Trickster on pause, when grunge took over and there was really no hope for us, PJ and I just went, we started a new band, Throwing Rocks. And then we also started playing cover tunes. We had a very successful cover band in the tri-state area in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, called Sugar Belly, that we made our living. We didn't go out and get day jobs. We play music. We are musicians. It's in our blood. For other people, Pete is not that type of person. So, you know, and there's no fault in that. The drummer, that's a whole nother story, which, you know, there's really no talking about it. I mean, it's widely known, my dislike for him. And there's no repairing that. I will never play on stage with that guy again. So the all original band, that's never going to happen. I mean, I don't know. You know, again, Pete is always welcome to come out and play with us. We have gotten offers over the last couple of years. The M3 Festival gave us an offer 2 years ago to have, you know, Pete come back and play with us. And Pete just didn't want to do it, or he couldn't do it. So, you know, look, man, Pete hasn't played a gig since that last Trickster gig, 2017. I mean, that's, you know, we're going on 6-7 years and not playing a show.
Yeah.
He's kind of out of the game, you know, and I get that, man. He's 57 years old. You know, why? You know, I mean, it's not, again, this life, getting on airplanes, getting in cars, driving 12 hours to play gigs, it's not for everybody, man. For PJ and I, it's our lifeline. This is what we do It's in our blood. It's in our being. You know, I wake up every day after my kids go to school and my wife goes to work or whatnot. I go, I got to make music. And right now, my focus, I don't know if you really know, but I'm co-producing and co-writing the new Ace Frehley solo record. So as I told you before, I got to get my shit together and head up to Ace's house and get work done. We are 9 songs done, completed, and mixed for the new album. And we have 2 more songs that we need to finish. And, you know, one of the proudest moments of my musical history is, you know, working with an old friend of mine, Ace, who I've known for 30 plus years. But over the last year, we become like brothers, and we're making what I consider a record that is as good as his 78 solo record. So I can't wait for the fans to hear it.
Oh, dude, when I heard you were involved with that, I was so excited because I love you as a guitar player as well as your songwriting. And with Ace, I was like, oh, my God, this is like a match made in heaven. And then I guess Bruno Rebell, is he mixing the record?
Bruno, yep. Bruno from Danger, Danger and the Defiance, he's mixing the record. So it's going to blow people's minds. It really is. Because like I've said about the record, it's a career-defining record for Ace. It's a musical journey encompassed because the record has all facets, all parts of Ace's career, all rolled up into one. He's singing better than ever, playing better than ever. And, you know, again, Ace was the first rock guitar player that I ever heard when I was a little kid. You know, Kiss Rock and Roll Over was the record that changed my life. It was Kiss Rock and Roll Over and Van Halen 1. Those 2 records changed my life forever. So I'm honored, humbled to be working with Ace. But make no bones about it, I'm kicking his ass. You know, and we are challenging. We are challenging each other, you know, as this. And for me being a producer on this, the first day I worked with Ace, I looked him in the eye. I said, if you trust me and you work and you listen to what I tell you and I will listen to what you tell me, I promise you we will make a phenomenal record. And that's what we're doing right now.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited to hear it, man. That's going to be awesome, man. And, you know, coming from the fan perspective like you are, you know, you're producing, so he's got to listen, right? And then you're playing, you're co-writing. Dude, that's awesome. Would you, you know, if he, I'm sure he's going to tour with this. If he said, yeah, hey, Steve, come out on tour with me, you think you would do that?
If the offer is right and, you know, I don't have, you know, again, man, I have so many different things going on, you know, it's very hard to, it's hard to say, but, you know, if that presented itself, that's something we could definitely talk about. I would definitely be honored to be able to play these songs because, yes, I mean, you know, he's next year. The record is probably as of now, you know, the first single is going to come out probably the end of November, early December, and, you know, they're probably going to be 2 or 3 singles, and then the record's going to come out, I'm going to say probably end of January, beginning of February. So yes, he will be, you know, touring this record and playing some of the new songs. You know, that's a little bit of the shame of it. You know, we all know the reality with new records, with legacy acts. There's only so many new songs a guy like Ace Frehley can play. When people go see Ace Frehley, they want to hear the hits. They want to hear New York Groove. They want to hear Rip It Out. They want to hear, yeah, and they want to hear the Kiss classics. They want to hear Parasite. They want to hear Cold Gin. So there's only so much room for new songs. But, you know, these songs, I will tell you, they will all, any one of them will fit in perfectly with the Ace Frehley solo stuff and the Kiss song set, because that's what this music is. All these new songs, if you're a Kiss fan, if you're an Ace Frehley fan, you are going to be, it's Christmas for everybody. You know what I mean? You're going to be getting the present of a lifetime.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. You got me excited over here. You got me excited.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man.
You're going to be, and and you won't be disappointed, I promise you.
Awesome, man. Well, Steve, I have a request for you, man. I'm going to put it out there. I'm not sure if it's in the set list. I'd love to hear Road of 1,000 Dreams, if you'll play that on Friday. I don't know if that's in the list, but you have a request from Ragman.
You got it, brother. Well, I'll tell you this. For you, we're definitely going to do it. Yeah!
Oh, man, you rock. You rock, man. Well, Steve, I know you're tight on time. Before I let you go, is there anything you want to tell the fans out there?
Just thank you, as always. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, for letting PJ and I live the greatest rock and roll dream two guys could ever have. And, you know, 30-plus years, PJ and I have been playing together for over 35 years.
Damn.
And Trickster, you know, has been a national act since 1990. And here we are in 2023, still doing it, still giving it to you good, like the one in a million guys that we are. So Warehouse Live in Houston and Granada Theater in Dallas, Texas this weekend. We are so looking forward to seeing all of you. And after the show, we will be hanging out at the merch stand, taking pictures. You can buy, you know, and support the music, you know, support the bands, buy whatever CDs, t-shirts, whatever stuff, you know, Mike Tramp has, or whatever Trickster has, or whatever Pete Evick and Chad Stewart have, and Dean Kramer. Make sure you support us, because we all need gas money. Touring nowadays is harder than ever. Harder than ever because of the economics of this country. It's really tough times we're living in, and you know, you see it every day. Another tour gets canceled because of logistics, which means it's too expensive to go out on the road, and that really sucks. So, you know, please always remember, the fans out there, we need your support, whether it's buying a CD or buying a t-shirt. You know, I recommend buying a CD and a t-shirt from all the bands.
Oh, agreed, because that's how you guys can keep doing this for us, and I always try to support them, for sure, man. Well, Steve, thank you for coming on the Ragman Show. It's great to talk to you again, my friend, and I want to tell all the fans out there in Texas and wherever in the world you are listening to this show, Trickster is invading your town at some point. Go see them with these other great bands like Mike Tramp and the guys from Faster Pussycat. But Steve,
you bet. Look, Pete Evick is from Brett Michaels' band. Brett Michaels, Pete Evick, Dean Kramer, and Chad Stewart from Faster. So yeah, it's just a great time. And like I said, man, all these shows that we do, these festivals, it's a high school reunion. We're all friends. We're all rock and roll brothers. So it's going to be a celebratory night in Houston. We can't wait to see you, Warehouse Live.
Awesome. Well, Steve, I will buy you a beer when I see you here in a few days.
Brother, all right, rock and roll. We'll talk soon.
Yeah.